I love episodes where we get to talk about women warriors. And today, thanks to you, Ryan, it's the Amazonian warriors.
I love it too. Did you ever notice that women warriors and Wonder Woman, who's arguably the most famous Amazonian descendant, have the initials WW?
That's very cool. And no, I had not noticed. But before we get started, can I just say that all the articles mentioned the idea that the Amazonian women warriors may have actually been a myth.
That's true, Sensei. But I have a list of sources that say that if it's a myth, it's based on fact. Here are a few. National Geographic, the New Yorker newspaper, the Washington Post, and the Smithsonian Magazine.
Wow, that's a lot. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sensei.
This is Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
Okay, let's do a formal who's here. I'm Sensei Michelle.
I'm Sensei Jackie.
And I'm Ryan, here for another mythological episode.
Thanks for doing this.
Of course, Sensei. This is very fun.
Yeah. All right, are we ready?
I think we're ready.
We already named out some of our sources, but it is worth mentioning that the main source was an article in the Smithsonian Magazine by Amanda Foreman.
True, Sensei. And although we're going to go over some Wonder Woman trivia at the end of the show, here's a fun fact to start us out. Wonder Woman was on the cover of Ms. Magazine in 1972. Caption read, Wonder Woman for President.
I do not have any memory of that happening. Do you?
I actually do. I read a subscription to Ms. Magazine and got that edition.
Okay. Have you ever even heard of Ms. Magazine?
What's a magazine?
Oh, you're really dissing me now, Ryan. Good one. They even have magazines online. So I know everybody knows that. Do you think Ms. is still around? I don't think so. Okay. I'm going to push us on here to the actual or the mythical Amazons. Who's starting?
I am. Although Amazons were first mentioned in Homer's Iliad, there was a trend, even in Greek times, to treat women as powerless.
Well, you know, that stinks.
Then you'll be happy to hear, Sensei, that artifacts have been unearthed that prove that there definitely were female warriors before the Common Era.
I am happy to hear that.
Me too.
So let's try to figure out how much is myth and what truth archaeologists have dug up. Did you get it?
Oh, Sensei, dug up.
Oh. Unearthed. I'll get us going. I read that the myth versus fact argument started somewhere around 1860 when historians say a scholar named Johann Bakofen said that Amazons were not a myth. He said that they actually existed.
And to that, we'll add that Bakofen said that he thought some ancient societies were matriarchal. In his opinion, having societies where men were in charge and women had no power were a product of civilization. He said it, guys, not me.
That's what we're saying here. We're just repeating what was written in the mid-1800s, so don't get mad at us.
Should we go back?
That's a good one. I did see all that as well. But here's the problem. Everything he said at that time was just conjecture, like his opinions. There was no physical evidence. At that point in time, the only reference to the Amazons was where we met them, the Trojan War.
Oh, prior to the Iliad by Homer, there were hardly any mention of them.
Exactly. Before Mr. Bakofen, all scholars agreed that the Amazons were made up by the Greeks to psych out their opponents.
Okay, let's stop and explain what the Amazons were, supposedly or really.
All right. They were an all-female society that were as brave and skillful in hunting and war tactics as their male counterparts.
I'm just going to say this. My mind reels with all kinds of ancient and modern concepts of warrior mentality and gender.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into a serious discussion today, so I'm going to say, let's just push on to the Amazons themselves. But when you hear a statement like that, that's where your mind goes. Even back then, it was argued if women could be as crazy and as physically intimidating as men. And frankly, I've known a few who definitely could.
So did I.
I remember there was Julius Caesar, when he conquered Britain, one of the things he noted is that the women of the tribes would go out and fight just as much as the men would. And actually, that scared the Romans because that was like so foreign to them.
That's very cool. I didn't know that one.
And then the Japanese women who had to fight when their husbands were out. So they had to protect the home. Less than Naginata and long weapons like that.
She's right. We've heard a lot about that.
That's right.
Okay. Where were we? Were we talking myth versus reality? I think we were.
I think so.
And are you keeping us going, Sensei Jackie?
I am, because I found something interesting. There was a Greek scholar named Herodotus who is known as the father of history.
How is it that we have never heard of him?
I don't know.
We're not Greek.
It was left out of our history books, or I wasn't paying attention that day?
Probably that day, because there was just so much to learn.
Not as much as there is now, but a bump.
Anyway, we're back to Herodotus, who searched for the Amazon's place of origin, and he decided that it was in what is now Turkey. He named it Themyscira.
Pretty good.
Ryan, will you push us forward to modern times and what evidence now people have found pro and con with this myth-busting thing?
Us. I'm going to start in 1990 when U.S. and Russian archaeologists found a 2,000-year-old burial in Prokhorova, Russia, where they uncovered what is thought to be an ancestors of the Amazon.
Really?
Yep. They found the remains of only women. Some of the women were buried with ordinary artifacts, but others have been buried with their weapons. The archaeologists also found wounds on the warrior women from arrow tips and daggers.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
And one more thing. These women were up to 6 feet tall.
That is amazing.
I agree.
So this is what I took from the reading. Modern archaeologists pretty much agree that some Amazon history is myth. For example, it looks like they weren't a giant society. Instead, it looks like there were small groups located in different places.
I can see all that.
Us.
Even though history and archaeologists agree that the Amazons that were written about were myths based on a truth, let's get into the history of the myth a little. This is going to be a little bit more fun, don't you think?
I think so.
Let's go, Ryan.
Oh, Sensei, here's what the Greeks say. A couple of minutes ago, we mentioned Herodotus, remember?
Yes, I do.
Well, in the 5th century BCE, he wrote of a group of female warriors who lost to the Greeks at the Battle of Thermodon. They were taken prisoner and put on ships, but they overwhelmed their captors and took over the ship. Unfortunately, they didn't know how to sail, so they drifted and landed in what is now Iran. At the time, it was home to Scythians. There, they became romantically involved with the Scythians and convinced their husbands to move north to the Sarmatian Plains, and that, according to Herodotus, is where they settled.
That is one wild tale from ancient history. Herodotus continues to say that the Amazon culture on the plains started out as agriculture, but quickly moved to a society of, quote, raiders and traders, unquote. I'm going to stop right there because I want to say that, A, I love the term raiders and traders. It rhymes.
Yeah.
And B, it came from a PBS article.
You know, that was a fun quote.
So they'll trade a few, but if you're not going to give it to them, they're just going to take it.
They're just going to take it. That's exactly it. And they did put the raiders before the traders in the quote. I'm not really sure how they worked it out, but I love it.
Well, I'm going to go on with the article from PBS. The women warriors often dealt with the Romans, and the myth goes that their society was usurped by the Mongols. Coming down from the north, I guess.
I never knew any of this stuff. Did you know any of this stuff, Sensei Jackie?
No.
But you probably knew some of it because you like the mythology.
Yeah, I knew a little bit about the Scythians. They're like the nomadic horse people. And then to this day, like in all over Russia, you'll see big mounds. And that's where they would like settle for a time and bury their dead before moving on.
Wow.
So that's where we find like a lot of these graves. It's like these big hills you see just out of the middle of nowhere.
Wow. That got my mind to thinking about all different kinds of mounds all over the world, but let's not digress too far, shall we?
Of course.
I think, Ryan, that we're going to start the fun part, which is the mythology.
Right, Sensei. So the Amazons had a queen named Hippolyta. Hippolyta was killed by her sister, Penthesilea, like we said in the Achilles episode.
Yes.
Achilles killed her in the Trojan War, even though he loved her.
Now that I've heard a little bit of the truth and a little bit of the myth, they're both equally weird. Do we all agree?
Totally agree.
But people often say the fact is weirder than fiction. In this case, they're both way out there.
Like, I think sometimes the mythology doesn't keep up to real life.
But this time it did. So we're going to move on to our favorite Amazon warrior now. And that is, of course, Wonder Woman. But before we do facts, let me ask, are either of you a Wonder Woman fan, either TV, comics, or the old Linda Carter TV series? Or even her newer stuff, of course.
I've seen the movies that have come out. My primary favorite was the first one.
I like that one.
Yeah. The second one wasn't quite the same thing. I've really forgotten a lot of it. The first one was pretty good.
I really liked the first one. It was during World War I, I think.
Yeah. She fell in love with the soldier. It was kind of tragic in a way.
It very mythological.
Yeah.
I like the old Linda Carter series because I used to watch it with my daughters, and one of them used to dress up as Wonder Woman for Halloween every year.
Oh, that's cool. And also, I drug Sensei Jackie in the Wayback Machine not long ago to watch one episode of the 1980s TV series Wonder Woman, and it was hilarious.
So dated and so funny.
I believe we mentioned it in just a minute anyway. I believe we do.
Completely off topic, but like I saw like the Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk. It's like the same time period. Oh my God.
It's on topic and off topic because he's also awesome. And shows from the 80s were very campy.
Yeah.
You see, like, that's completely off topic, but like the Million Dollar Man.
Of course. We talked about it not. I'm going off your term, the Hulk, and say I did look up on YouTube maybe because it was a visual imagery rather than Google it, some old comics from Wonder Woman. And you know what? There was nothing wrong with them. The drawing was beautiful. But it was slow. It wasn't all action packed. There was a lot of feelings on the pages they showed. I didn't expect that.
Well, remember, it was like they had to keep you subscribed and buying comics like weekly or monthly. So they couldn't like show all everything in one comic. They
got it's like
to
a keep... soap opera.
Yeah.
I can totally see that. Okay, so we're moving on to how this whole thing started. And by this whole thing, I mean Wonder Woman, the comic strip. No, the comic book.
Comic book.
Okay.
Well, Wonder Woman was created by two men named William Moulton Marston and H.G. Peter. Marston's wife, Elizabeth, and their living companion, Olive Byrne, are credited for being the inspiration for the character.
Okay, so the relationship between Moulton, Elizabeth, and Olive is a story in and of itself.
And it is an easy Google search if you want to investigate.
You want to put anything in there? You want to add anything to the history of the beginning of the characters?
Did you want to go down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, it is a rabbit hole. Did he make other comic book characters?
I didn't read where he invented anything, but I know he wrote comics about Hercules.
It would have been more interesting if he would have written Batman, but we'll get back to that in a minute too, won't we?
Holy moly.
Batman. So, Ryan, Wonder Woman is part of the DC Comics, correct?
Yes.
And what is her history?
Well, Sensei, like you said, she was part of the DC Universe, and her first comic book appearance was on October 21st, 1941. She has had all kinds of background. For example, she is a founding member of the Justice League. Her official title is Princess Diana of Themyscira, and her civilian identity is Diana Prince.
Okay, cool play on names, right? Princess Diana and Diana Prince. I get it.
And she is the daughter of Hippolyta and Zeus. Plus, she was raised by her aunts, Antiope and Manalipe.
I'm just going to give big credit out here for you guys fighting with all those Greek names. And any of you who want to write us and say you did that all wrong, we would really be fine with hearing how we were supposed to say the name. So please do so.
It's all Greek to me.
You know that's true. Write us all over the web at Wildcat Dojo. You can reach us on Instagram at
Dojo Conversations. No,
Wildcat Dojo Conversations. It took two minds to come up with three words. And you can leave us an email at dojoconversations@AOL. Okay, Ryan, finish this part off with her magical powers.
Oh, Sensei, everyone knows about her lasso of truth.
Yep. Yes, we do.
But she also has indestructible bracelets, and she uses her tiara as a projectile.
So to prep for this episode, I did watch that Linda Carter 1980s version, and I saw her use all three within a span of about 4 or 5 minutes, which is probably why I expected the comic to be more action filled. Can you see it now?
I can see it now, but I can also tell our audience that you called me and made me look at the episode. It was really campy.
I did. I called her and I made her watch.
But before we jump into modern trivia, I'm wondering what went on between William, Elizabeth, and Olive that made him invent the lasso of truth.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm just going to skip right past that one as if she did not say it. We're going to move on to some trivia. But before we do, can we put our ads in here?
Of course.
Okay, then let's start with Honor Athletics. You can reach them all over the web at honor-athletics.com or scroll down and click her link in my show notes. Or you can call her at 945-770-5150.
And don't forget, when you check out, mention Wildcat Dojo for your 10% discount.
Yes. And we also have our own shameless beg for money in a link about two-thirds of the way down the show notes. So if you have a couple extra bucks and a couple extra minutes, please support the show. I know it doesn't seem like it, but this stuff actually takes time.
So true.
Are we on to the quotes? Because I believe we are. Yeah. Well, quotes and trivia.
Quotes and trivia.
Let's start with trivia.
All right. A little trivia coming right up.
Trivia time.
I'm laughing and we haven't even said it. Okay, I'm ready.
From a site called GameRant.com, I learned that even now, there is not a video game featuring Wonder Woman.
Wah, wah, wah.
Somebody fix that. She is, however, part of the team video games like DC Universe Online and Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
And I'm going to add under the trivia category that Sensei Randy told us that there is a rumor that Wonder Woman and Batman are going to date.
But you know, I've online, if you search for Batman X Wonder Woman, you will come up with some interesting stuff people have made.
Oh, so are you saying visual imagery?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that after and see what I see. I don't know if I'm going to like it.
No.
So you're saying somebody who watched Linda Carter in the 80s, not ready for Batman and Wonder Woman in the 2020s.
Or anyone under 18 listening to our podcast.
Thank you. Good one. We have to move on to the quotes, guys. Are you ready?
Yes, Sensei.
You're starting this one too, I think, Sensei Jackie.
I guess I am. Well, Wonder Woman said, "We can't help what we are, only what life we choose to make for ourselves."
Ooh, and you have the Batman counterpart. Am I correct?
Close. And I'll do my best Christian Bale impression I can. So this could be terrible.
Okay, I'm excited.
All men have limits. I'll ignore mine.
That was good.
That's good.
I'm Batman.
And we're going to finish up with me saying that Wonder Woman is quoted with saying, if you know from where, please write us and tell us, because we looked. But not being comic book fans, we didn't read this.
So just, no context.
No context. Here's what she said. Ice cream is wonderful. And you don't really need context for that sentence.
No.
Ice cream is wonderful. Okay, on that note, we are going to close this one out, are we not?
I think so, Sensei.
I thought this one was fun.
Oh my goodness, I haven't laughed this hard in the podcast in a long time.
Ryan's going to be going on a vacation, so we're going to catch him when he gets back. We'll catch up on his vacation and try to catch up on another myth. Thanks for listening, guys. And thank you guys, too.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Bye.
Bye, everybody. See you next time.
You know I'm signing us out.
Thanks for being here. Hope you join us again next week on Wildcat Dojo Conversations.